is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Ukrainian President Zelensky left a White House meeting with President Trump abruptly. The leaders sparred over the Russian war and U.S. support.
You're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
They did not sign a mineral deal as planned. So far, Russian President Putin has been mum about the contentious meeting, but the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow tells us...
You can just imagine the Kremlin leader sitting in front of the television set and enjoying the spectacle of his fiercest enemy, the leader of the country that Vladimir Putin invaded 3 years ago, being so publicly rebuked by the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States in front of the world's media. Quite astonishing.
European allies of Ukraine say they stand with Zelensky. So what happens now? CBS's Nancy Cordes asked President Trump.
I asked him what Zelensky needs to do now to get these talks back on track.
He's got to say, I want to make peace. He doesn't have to stand there and say about Putin this, Putin that, all negative things. He's got to say, I want to make peace.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a restful night after a setback last night. Correspondent Chris Livesay reports from St. Peter's Square in Rome.
Medical experts tell me that when the stomach acid is on the lungs, it's like a chemical burn. So a very, very serious setback for the pontiff, already suffering from double pneumonia.
An Illinois landlord is convicted of murder.
A jury has found suburban Chicago landlord Joseph Chuba guilty of stabbing a six-year-old Palestinian-American boy to death and injuring the boy's mother because of their Islamic faith and as a response to the war between Israel and Hamas. The child's father says through an interpreter,
I pray that this loss, this senseless loss, is the last that we will see, that no child would suffer what my beloved Wadia had to go through.
Chuba faces life in prison when sentenced in May. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
It is Mardi Gras weekend in New Orleans. Here's WWL-TV's Amelia Strahan.
Twinkling lights, carnival spirit in hands filled the air as the crew of Hermes, Crew d'Etat, and Crew of Morpheus rolled down Magazine in Uptown.
I love just catching beads and hanging out with my family.
The King of Hermes led the way with over 80 floats full of throws following behind him.
I thought there was maybe going to be like 8 floats, but there's like a lot more than that.
And there will be more parades continuing every day through Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday before it all wraps up on Ash Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Bucks in the Big D. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Dallas tonight to take on the Mavericks. Giannis Antetokounmpo said after their win over Denver, he's got to find ways to use Damian Lillard more.
I'm here to make plays. I'm here to make good decisions, but I'm here to be aggressive. I'm wide open in the pop. It's either I can go or I can just wait for Dame and just play this two-man game and just try to milk it as much as we can. And that's what I chose to do, and it worked out in our benefit. So I think down the stretch, you just got to milk plays more. You know, you got to have more patience. You got to play off with Dame more because he's a threat. He's a threat. And if two guys go to him, then he can swing it to me. I'm going downhill and keep on doing it.
College Hoops Marquette preparing for tonight's game at Georgetown.
There's a difference between preparation and performance. You need both. But make no mistake about it. It's when that ball goes up in the air and the lights are on and the popcorn's popping. That's when it really, really matters the most. And you got teams that are desperate to beat you.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Breezy today. We'll have sunshine and a high near 29. Clear tonight, 17. Sunshine and mid-30s for Sunday. We warm to 41 on your Monday and highs in the upper 40s with some rain likely on Tuesday. Rain and snow Wednesday. It's 21 right now.
local news, Silas Hits on WRJN. How you doing this Saturday morning? It's Rick Johnson. So happy, so glad to be here with you on the Saturday morning soundtrack. Thank you so much for coming along. 27 degrees right now under partly cloudy skies here at Radio Park. And a little bit cooler than it has been the last couple of mornings. So grab yourself a winter coat if you're going to be heading out the door. You're going to need it. All right. Once again, 27 at WRJN. Here comes the Supremes.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of
WRJN with Rick Johnson. As you bend it over, pull your stockings up and pull them on. Get ready for that first cup of coffee this morning. That's just going to taste so good. Get a big stretch going. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great day today. The Grassroots.
Love you've been denying.
Hyde Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city. We'll be right back.
Bill Sedaka at WRJN. Good morning. It's Rick Johnson, Saturday morning. And if you don't have to get up, I'll just turn the radio down a little bit and lay in bed and just kind of listen and enjoy all these great timeless hits. You know, two old friends are about to get back together Monday morning. That's right. 8:30, Don Rosen is going to share big, I'm talking big news, about the reunification. It sounds like a 25-cent word right now. The reunification that's going to make for a feel-good summer. It's going to be a blast. And I'll tell you what, you want to be listening. 8:30, Monday morning to Don Rosen. Also, we got things going on this weekend. Make sure you head down to Memorial Hall, all right? That's today and tomorrow. It's going to be happening from 10 until 4. What's going to be happening, you say, Rick? Trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations. It's happening all this weekend, 10 to 4, today and tomorrow. Tickets at the door, just $2 or a non-perishable food item. You can bring that along to help out the people that are hungry and homeless. WRJN, guess what? We're going to be there, too, featuring some live broadcasts. We'll have those later on this afternoon during the show, and we're going to say hi and have a fun time. More info on that at the RacineCountyEye.com. 27 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at WRJN this Saturday morning. Take another sip of that coffee.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in a start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like
tops at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits right here. Make sure you tell a friend. Bring them along with. They're going to have a good time, too. And you've got an okay day. You know, maybe some flurries on the way. I hit some flurries on the way into the radio station. Let's see what the weather's going to be. And coming up, about two more hours from now, first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown, which is this time we're going to stop at 1965. Have that coming up for you in a little while.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Breezy today. We'll have sunshine and a high near 29. Clear tonight, 17. Sunshine and mid-30s for Sunday. We warm to 41 on your Monday and highs in the upper 40s with some rain likely on Tuesday. Rain and snow Wednesday. It's 21 right now.
Men's Bachelor Basketball coming up for you this afternoon with the Texas Rangers, all about 2 o'clock or so.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Revival on WRJN. 6:38, good Saturday morning, your Saturday morning soundtrack. And guess what? I believe Terry Havell will be back. All right.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what? Feeling good, just holding you tight.
news and these great timeless hits are here on WRJN. Rick Johnson, Saturday morning, your Saturday morning soundtrack. Glad to be here. We are live. Most definitely, we're live. 6:44 right now in China Grove. It's a little town. It's probably the far east side of San Antonio, Texas, located in Bexar County. So, you know, you probably heard the song a million times and never quite thought about what they were singing about. Well, that's where it's at anyway. You're going to want that winter coat that you put away before you head out the door this morning. It's kind of chilly. And I also want to tell you about, congratulations to the last week's winners of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair in August. Our winners were Margie Vasquez, Jay Holland, Phil Welding, and Orlando Cartanga, and they're already making plans for the fair. More concert fun is on the way. Keep listening or check WRJN.com for details. Partly cloudy skies, 25 degrees right now at WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day.
me sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I feel all right. You know I feel all right.
Favorites, WRJN.
God. tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
You're masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. In the Oval Office yesterday, voices were raised as things got quite contentious between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
You're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty.
What led to the chaos? Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
The reason Zelensky is hesitant about an immediate ceasefire is he doesn't want that ceasefire to essentially say the facts on the ground will never change and Russia and all the territory it's occupied and occupying remains Russian. He'd like to have some conversation about that. That's why he's reluctant. The Trump administration considers that to be ungrateful and obstructionist, and that's the big divide.
So what happens now? Our Margaret Brennan tells us that is still unclear.
There's about $4 billion worth of military equipment that's set to be shipped to Ukraine. Does President Trump stop that from happening? It could impact the battlefield.
Trump says Zelensky needs to say he wants peace, but he doesn't think he's ready for that yet. To Rome now, and CBS's Seth Doan with some positive news about the Pope's health.
Today's update from the Vatican is welcome for its lack of alarm. His respiratory crisis Friday afternoon was isolated, the Vatican says. Pope Francis had a sudden bronchial spasm. He vomited and inhaled acidic stomach fluid. Doctors immediately had to aspirate or remove the liquid from his lungs. Through all of this, Francis was said to be, quote, oriented and vigilant.
Still a lot of unanswered questions about the death of actor Gene Hackman, his wife Betsy, and a dog all found dead in